going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
NFL draft in the books, and a lot of the pundits are loving what the Pittsburgh Steelers did over the weekend. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers for ESPN. She joins us now. And Brooke, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start, though, with what they didn't do until the sixth round, and that's draft a quarterback. They had multiple opportunities to draft Shedeur Sanders, who surprisingly didn't get picked till the fifth round. Were you surprised they didn't take a quarterback until Will Howard in the sixth round?
A little bit. I'm not surprised that they didn't take Shedeur Sanders in the first round. I know that that was my mock draft projection, mostly because I thought that the Steelers had done some pretty un-Steelers-like things throughout the offseason in terms of making the trade to get DK Metcalf, having this public flirtation and courtship with Aaron Rodgers. It felt like, okay, well, maybe the Steelers are just going to continue to make these wild moves and draft Shedeur Sanders, but I was impressed that they kind of stuck to their guns, went back to their organizational philosophy and identity to go with Derek Hardman to address the defensive line, which is a significant area of need, I think almost even more glaring than the quarterback situation when you consider the fact that Cam Hayward, yes, he had an incredible year last year, but he is closer to retirement than he is to the prime of his career. So I think that they needed to address that spot. I was a little bit more surprised that they didn't take Shedeur in like the fourth round or in the third round as he continued to fall. But to me, this goes back to how confident the Steelers are, A, that Aaron Rodgers is going to eventually sign with them, and B, that they really do believe in Mason Rudolph, that he can be QB1. And I think in drafting Will Howard, they have a similar enough skill set, stature, all of those things that I just keep thinking about Art Rooney II saying in his end of season news conference that he wanted to have a quarterback room that was pretty similar so they didn't end up in a situation like they were in last year where Justin Fields is this dynamic runner and Russell Wilson at this point in his career is not, and it caused them to have to make some offensive changes on the fly.
Well, Brooke, are you expecting Aaron Rodgers to sign with them soon? And if and when he does, do you think he has enough left in the tank to lead the Steelers to their first playoff win since 2016?
You know, in the month and a half, or it really feels like the decade and a half that I've covered this, Aaron Rodgers maybe will sign with the Steelers. I have learned to not expect anything from him. I mean, I could expect him to go to the moon tomorrow, and it wouldn't be a shock if he did or didn't. But I think the Steelers feel like it's going to happen soon, or at least that's what they're saying publicly. Maybe they really think that. Maybe they're trying to manifest it. Maybe they're trying to put some pressure on him. But let's be honest, there is no pressure on Aaron Rodgers now that the Steelers have gone through the draft. Like, this was kind of their last opportunity, their last like turnaround here moment, their last off ramp before they continued full speed ahead on the Aaron Rodgers train. They could have drafted a first round quarterback. They obviously didn't. So they, if there were any eggs that were not in the Aaron Rodgers basket, that they have picked them up and they have put them in there. And so it's very much the ball is in his court. If and when he does sign in Pittsburgh, I don't know what he has left in the tank. I mean, it's still, yes, he has the name brand Aaron Rodgers. He has the four MVPs. He didn't do a whole lot last year in New York that made me say, yes, this is absolutely the guy that the Steelers should risk everything to bring in. But their other options weren't great once Justin Fields went to the Jets. So, I mean, at this point, I guess you have to hope that he finds something left in the tank if he ends up in Pittsburgh.
Brooke, I find it a little baffling, though. Like, this is a team that has fallen apart late in multiple years, right, that has run out of steam. And this quarterback, you could argue, started running out of steam the end of his last MVP campaign where he wasn't great in that playoff. And then the year after that, he wasn't good at all. And then he goes to the Jets. We know, right? So, like, there's that part of this. But it's also, like, he's never been there before. Like, this isn't like they hired some, like they've been running, the Green Bay offense there for years, and they hired one of the coach's former Bobos to run this thing. Like, he don't know nobody there. He don't know the players. He don't know the coaches. Like, he can't just go walk the earth like Kung Fu like he did last offseason, right, and come in the first day of training camp and compete. Like, don't they need to give him a cutoff point where it's like, dude, you're either in or you're out?
I'm with you. If I was running things in Pittsburgh, there would be a cutoff point. I would probably not even engage in conversations this long with Aaron Rodgers because of all those things you mentioned. And also, by the way, he does not fit the Pittsburgh Steelers' offensive philosophy at all. He has not been the quarterback of a team that has a very strong run game at any point recently, and really throughout his career, that hasn't been an MO of his offenses. He loves to throw the football a lot. I think he had, what, the most pass attempts last year, at least top 10 pass attempts. That's not what Arthur Smith's offenses typically want to do. That's not what the Steelers as an organization wants to do. They want to build through the trenches, have a strong run game, at most have a balanced offense. But Aaron Rodgers is a pass-first quarterback, which, you know, a lot of quarterbacks want to be. But that is, he is older. He is more stubborn, as we know.
Yes.
It is going to be very interesting to see the headbutting that I would assume happens if he comes to Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a very frustrating season for all parties involved.
We're talking with Brooke Pryor. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Going into the draft weekend, I had a bit of a Jack Sawyer fetish, Brooke. I was kind of hoping the Ravens would draft him. He's not super athletic, but he finds ways to get to the quarterback, and I'm already seeing him having a late strip sack against the Ravens at some point, because that's what happens in Ravens-Steelers games. What are the Steelers saying about the draft pick Sawyer?
Yeah, I'm going to guess they're probably also seeing that happen. I mean, he is – that pick surprised me, I'll be honest, because they don't have a need at it outside linebacker, not when you've got a room of T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith and Nick Herbig. I mean, that felt like a luxury pick, but at the same time, Jack Sawyer is – I mean, the Steelers said it throughout the weekend, but their whole draft class has the Steelers' DNA, the grit, the making the right plays at the right times, the national championship pedigree. Jack Sawyer checks all of those boxes, and I think that he makes this position group that much stronger. And by the way, I mean, yes, their priority is still to sign T.J. Watt to an extension. T.J. Watt is still, I mean, I would say at the prime of the peak of his career, could be starting to crest that hill, but they're now setting this position up for the future. I think it's a smart pick, but not one that I necessarily expected, because it was not a glaring need going into this draft.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, Brooke, now that the draft is behind us, outside of the quarterback position, of course, what are the holes left on the Steelers team?
I think the secondary is still one to watch. I mean, they did a good job addressing the trenches, I felt like, but they just today announced the release of Ryan Watts, a sixth-round cornerback pick from last year. He had a season-ending neck injury in the preseason a year ago in the preseason finale, and at the time they diagnosed it as a stinger, but clearly much more severe than that. The team is saying that after talking with medical people, their recommendation is that he doesn't play football again. Watts didn't have a chance to develop really into anything at that point, but he could have been a candidate to play nickel. That's still a spot that I think is kind of up in the air. They're still trying to find the right guy to play opposite of Joey Porter Jr. Obviously, they bring in Slay, but he is an aging corner himself. And I think that the Steelers have done a lot of experimenting and bringing in these kind of one-year cornerbacks, hoping to see if maybe that's the right fit. I mean, after they moved on from Joe Hayden, they bring in Pat Pete, and they just haven't been able to find anybody that has any real staying power. At this point, I don't expect them to be able to address that in a trade or bring in an outside free agent. They just kind of have what they have. And then they've got to continue to, you know, work on the safety situation, get Minka Fitzpatrick in the right spots. He can still be an all-pro player, but a lot of the breakdowns in the defense back in the five-game losing streak that they had to end the season were in the secondary. So I think that they've got a lot of pieces, but they have to now put them in the right spots.
George Pickens, Steeler for life?
I don't know that I would go that far.
Okay.
They didn't trade him this weekend. I thought that that was a possibility, yeah, despite the Steelers saying otherwise. But I think that they have now signed themselves up for some headaches in the negotiation process. That will be definitely one to watch. I don't envy the tasks that Omar Khan has coming up in terms of extending TJ Watt and extending George Pickens. Good luck on that one.
Brooke Pryor, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We'll continue talking about the AFC North coming up next. What do the teams think of their drafts over the weekend? We will hear from the powers that be, Andrew Berry, Zach Taylor, Omar Khan. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.